Houston, 5 times the U.S. women's national soccer team disgraced America. By Warner Todd Houston on August 6, 2023. With the ignominious end of the U.S. women's national team's U.S. Out 2023 season and being chucked out of the Women's World Cup after their loss to Sweden on Sunday, thus ends the odious Megan Rapinoe era, which saw some of the worst attacks on America by these players. The attacks on America started in earnest in 2016 when Rapinoe saw an avenue to make herself a national figure by loudly joining ex-NFL player Colin Kaepernick's anti-American protests during the playing of the national anthem. Rapinoe was one of the early players outside the NFL to join Kaepernick in his attack on the U.S., its history, its ideals, and its soldiers and police. Most of the rest of the U.S. out, but not all, soon joined Rapinoe in the constant protesting. That led to an embarrassing performance at the 2019 Women's World Cup, where most of the team took a knee on the world stage. U.S. out won't sing anthem at 2019 World Cup. Rapinoe refused to sing the national anthem during the first World Cup game in France, only 6 days after the 75th anniversary of D-Day in 2019. Several teammates joined her in her protest. This incident occurred as the U.S. out was supposed to be representing the United States before the entire world, but it was clear the team only wanted to represent the far left, not the whole country. Rapinoe even said at the time that she would probably never sing the anthem again. During those same games, showing how little regard they had for our country, U.S. player Ali Long was blasted for casually throwing a U.S. flag to the ground after the U.S. team beat the Dutch. U.S. out player Ashlyn Harris during victory parade, "Hide your kids, hide your wife, I'm coming for y'all bitches." That World Cup finish culminated in a raucous victory parade. And during that parade, the women were criticized for some untoward behavior, including Ashlyn Harris, who is gay, who was heard boasting that they were coming for our wives and children. Harris also repeatedly called out the word bitch while addressing video cameras and deployed liberal use of the phrase motherfuckers during the parade. Other players also raised eyebrows for their behavior during that parade, casting a pall over the victory. That was followed by vows that they would not visit the White House to celebrate their win. 2020, U.S. women's soccer team wears Black Lives Matter jackets to international match. The following year after the World Cup win, the U.S. women's national team wore Black Lives Matter jackets to their international friendly match against the Netherlands. In a message posted before the game, U.S. out star Alex Morgan said the team wore the jackets to affirm human decency and as a stand against racial injustice and police brutality. It was another example of the U.S. out taking their extremist, left-wing politics to an international setting and making America look like a place of hate and violence on the world stage. 2021, U.S. out kneels during anthem at Tokyo Olympics. Once again, the Rapinoe-led U.S. out took their attacks on the USA to the world stage by perpetrating a constant stream of protests during the U.S. national anthem at the 2021 Olympics in Tokyo, earning wide criticism for disrespecting their own country in front of the world. Perhaps fittingly, the U.S. out had a disappointing finish to the 2021 Olympics, coming in third place and earning only a bronze medal. Equal Pay Fight 2022. In 2022, the U.S. out finally won their multi-year effort to force U.S. soccer to pay them at a level equal to the men. But this win came even as some of their own players admitted that men were simply better, stronger, and faster than they could ever be. The equal pay win even came in the wake of the U.S. out's embarrassing loss to a group of 15-year-old boys. There has also been an effort by several of the U.S. out players to force U.S. soccer to allow men claiming to be women to be allowed to play for the women's team. Megan Rapinoe, for instance, has repeatedly claimed that men claiming to be transgender athletes are real women. Not all the women on the women's national team have been so staunchly anti-American and pro-leftism, granted. Former team star Carly Lloyd has repeatedly slammed Rapinoe for her efforts to drive the team's culture to the far, far left. In 2022, for instance, Lloyd criticized the team's culture for being the worst she'd ever seen and said she hated it. U.S. soccer star Hope Solo also attacked Rapinoe as a bully who forced other team members to mount anti-American protests and to take a knee during the national anthem. In the end, Megan Rapinoe finished her pro soccer career on a low by missing a goal kick which helped Sweden to beat the U.S. out, thereby ending the U.S. women's hope for a World Cup win this season as they ended up being sent home early. With the bully Rapinoe finally leaving the U.S. out behind, maybe the team can finally get past all the ultra-left politics and return to playing soccer. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.